We've had songs to break up to and songs to make up to, but now multidisciplinary artist Taku brings you songs to experience. As part of Perth Festival this year, we're getting the first taste of Taku's debut album in a fully immersive installation. The man himself joins you right now. Hello.
Hello, Taylor. How are you going?
Really good. It has probably been, like, what, a little while since you've been here?
I think so, yeah. So I used to do the All City Hip Hop Show.
Sure.
Back when I had no mustache. Oh, no facial hair.
But
it's been
changed.
A while. But yeah, it feels like home here.
Yeah, well, it's nice to have you back. And it's nice to have you sort of in Perth to mark off this momentous occasion of a debut album. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's a nice kind of story for me, I guess. You know, I mean, pandemic given, being in Perth and kind of launching this whole thing in my hometown is kind of really special to me.
Yeah, full circle moment for sure.
Yeah, no, it is.
And you don't do things by half either, because it's not just like...
I wish I did.
Yeah, make it a bit easier for yourself.
Right.
Yeah, definitely not doing things by halves. You are launching the album, but sort of commemorating it in a pretty epic way. How on earth did the idea of Songs to Experience come to you?
Well, I guess, you know, that we owe a lot to Perth Festival. The people at Perth Festival have been really amazing to give us this opportunity, as well as Thomas Supple, who's come on as the curator this year and really done some amazing things with the local lineup. I mean, Perth Fest is something that I've always wanted to be involved in, and I've, you know, done shows around the world, but I think just timing-wise or for whatever reason, just haven't done anything like this in my hometown. So when they came to me and asked me if I wanted to be part of the programming, I was, of course, like very, very down, but I just wanted to do something a little different, as I'm not, you know, known as a very prominent touring artist, just
sure,
for different reasons, which, you know, could go on for 30 minutes about that.
You're packing the tour into like one sort of 30-minute experience for people, though.
Yeah, and that's where it kind of came from. I think, you know, I've been in Perth for a minute now and started a creative agency with a mate of mine called Pretty Soon. And that's been my focus for the last 2-3 years. And so I think being in that headspace, you know, myself and Ben Pretty Soon wanted to kind of think of a way that we could bring all the things that we've been doing lately and all the things that I'm interested in into more of an experience for people that, you know, mixes not only music, of course, if there's no music, there's no idea, but some sort of kind of experiential, you know, visual installation for people to enjoy as well.
Yeah, something to experience.
Yeah, hence the name.
Hence the name. All right, so it is this sort of multi-room immersive walk-through journey. Mm. It's happening at the Lawson Apartments. Can you paint a picture for us where and what that venue kind of is?
You've probably walked past it like a bunch. If you're from Perth, you've probably walked past it. It's like at the bottom there's a restaurant called Balthazar. I think I said that right. But it's quite an iconic apartment. It's a historic apartment. It used to be a ladies' club for, you know, women that were quite successful.
Yeah, the old Karakata Club.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah, the Karakata Club. So if they had business meetings or wanted to lodge.
Ladies who lunch.
Yeah, ladies who lunch. This was the spot. So it definitely has like a lot of character. And when we first walked into the space, we thought, you know, this is actually perfect, because we really wanted to find somewhere that we could go in, really not touch it much at all, and put installations in, as opposed to finding, you know, a blank warehouse somewhere and putting up fake walls, etc. Mm. So when we found this spot and the position it is in the CBD, it's literally in the heart of Perth, it was really quite special. And I think if you come, when you come,
when you come,
you'll realize how this space, you know, you've walked past it maybe 10 times in your life, you never knew it existed, but the inside has so much character and so much history.
Yeah, these are my favourite kinds of things to go and be part of, because it is taking those just sort of unsuspecting, hiding in amongst the rest of the building spaces.
Exactly.
And it's also like it's a lived-in space, right? There's lots of history, lots of different stories that have happened there, and now you're bumping in a whole bunch of extra sort of your own stories to go on. Tell us, how much does sort of the visual element lend itself to what you do in terms of making music?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, the visual part of my music played a big role from the early days. You know, Songs to Break Up To and Make Up To have quite a strong visual language, and I wanted to kind of carry that on to what we're doing for the third album. And, you know, I think that's why it's so important to kickstart the album this way, to create, you know, 6 to 7 experiences within the Lawson Apartments for people to kind of get a grasp of where the album's going to go. And, you know, we have lofty visions for the album as well, of what that's going to look like, and that will have its own kind of moment. But I think for now, this is like the perfect kind of doorway to that whole world that we're creating.
Yeah, it's like the perfect sneak peek to experience the record before it's officially sort of out in digital or printed form or whatever.
No, it is. I think, you know, when you walk through the space, we want really for you to not know what to expect. And we want each room to be a representation of the different soundscapes you'll find on the album. There's a bunch of like hidden things in the house that we're doing that if you pay attention, it kind of will give you clues to who's on the album and kind of other tidbits.
It's exciting. Taku joins you this morning. We're talking about Songs to Experience, a big hometown collaboration with Perth Festival to get you ready for the album. Songs to Experience is taking you through the Lawson Apartments, its different spaces within that apartment building, to get a bit of a taste and a bit of idea about every track on the record. Now, I know you can't give too much away because we actually have to come and, you know, be in the space to see what it's all about, but I imagine there's like quite a number of people that have worked on this and you've put into the spaces and into each sort of room.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that's why we called it Taku and Friends. I think anything I do involves more than just myself. And I think this one is probably the perfect example of the way I like to work. And I'm fortunate enough to work, to have people that are down to kind of help create the vision. I mean, we have Ian Kinnick, they're an amazing Ian Waxy used to live in Perth. Used to play basketball with him. Used to beat him quite a lot, actually. Shout out, Ian.
But he slipped that one in. Yeah, can't defend himself.
You have to record that sentence. But he, you know, is a Perth boy now. He's over east, but he really was a big part of this and bringing everything together in terms of the actual build and creating this experience, which we're really, you know, fortunate to have. Local Sam Price, who's an amazing 3D artist and artist period, that's, you know, helping us with a lot of aspects. But we also go quite international too. There's many artists from Sydney through to Germany, America, all over, that have really come together and contributed some beautiful, amazing artwork throughout the space. So, you know, I think you'll see when you jump on socials or even on the Perth Fest website, you'll see a list of the lineup, and it's, yeah. Yeah. I'm very, very grateful to have them all part of it.
Yeah, super impressive list. It's huge.
Yeah,
so,
that's great. Shout out to local Justice Systems as well, another local agency that we work very close with it pretty soon. So shout out to them.
Yeah, big one. If you want to head along, Taku and Friends, Songs to Experience. It is happening at the Lawson Apartments from the 18th, that's this Friday, all the way up till the 6th of March. You can get your tickets through the Perth Festival website. Taku, so nice to have you back in town.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Yeah.